up to page 111, up to Ois Dalet. We're in the middle of the sugi of business, being memayit and different in Yoni Simcha during the 9 days. Okay, we've moved on here from the 3 weeks. We really should spend some time learning the halachas of the 3 weeks. There's not very much. You know, it's very funny. There's not very much, many halachas. What exactly you're not allowed to do during the 3 weeks? Basically, you can't take a haircut. And you're not allowed to do anything that you would need to make a shachiyana. That's pretty much the rule of thumb. And weddings also, actually, music, weddings, taking haircuts, and doing things which would need you to make a shachiyana. But other things are mutter. You shouldn't get carried away. You're allowed to wash clothing. You're allowed to bathe. There's no limitation on bathing. Well, during the 3 weeks? I'm talking about there are two different areas of halacha. There is the 9 days. So there's not very much in Shulchan Aruch about what you're not allowed to do during the 3 weeks, which means from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Rosh Chodesh Av. Right now we're learning the laws of the 9 days. He Kamat skipped over all of the laws. I mean, he skipped all the laws of the 3 weeks. Baruch HaShulchan mentioned the fast call Shavasim et Hamos. And now let's talk about the 9 days. But what about from in between the Shiva Asa B'Tamuz until you get to the 9 days? No, so there is. So nothing? No restriction? So maybe I should become a Sfaradi this year. I think I'm going to become a Sfaradi this year. I'll take a shave.
9 days are only so short.
Okay, there are different madregos. There's the 9 days, there's Shavua, Shechalbo, Erev Tishabov, after Chatzos. There are many, many different madregos. But right now we're discussing the 9 days. The Aruch HaShulchan has completely glossed over the laws that apply to us Ashkenazim between Shiva, Asa B'Tamuz, and Rosh Chodesh Av. What happened to those halachas? So maybe next week we'll discuss some of those halachas in more detail. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't discuss them. Basically, all we have to know is we generally do not shave. It depends. There are people who shave. I can't say not, you know. But generally, people do not shave. People do not. They do not make a wedding. You do not listen to music, and you do not do an activity which you would, according to the letter of the law, be required to make a shehechiyanu. When you buy new clothing, meikar hadin, you're supposed to make a shehechiyanu. Baruch Hashem, Chasti Hashem, for many people buying new clothing is no big deal, so they don't make a shechiyanu the whole year round when they buy a new suit, they buy a new dress, they buy a new whatever they buy. But since according to the Dina de Gemara, according to the letter of the law, when a person purchases new clothing, this is something which is a great simcha for which you would be required to make a shechiyanu, so therefore we do not do this during the 3 weeks. Okay, and there are a lot of rules for leniency. Anytime you have a shaila, you have a need, kamat is always mutter. Especially during the 3 weeks, the laws of avelus are very, very relaxed. They only get very strict when you get into the 9 days. When you have a shaila during the 3 weeks, it's mutter. If you have a shaila during the 9 days, it's asur. That's what it comes down to. Let's see halacha dalet. V'zeh lashon hatov v'shulchan aruch v'sebeis, v'resh chodesh ad hatainis. From Rosh Chodesh Av until the Tainis Mematin B'Masu Matin. So we're just continuing now the topic of business. You should be Memayit in business, Uve Binyan Shel Simcha, and in construction. Kegoin Beis Chasnus Lebanoi, a Binyan Shel Tzir V'Kior, to build a Beis Chasnus. I don't know what this means. It means they would build a special canopy to get married in. They built like a special wedding hall, a special place, or it means that that's where the Chosn and Kala are going to live for the first year. I don't know exactly sure what this means.
I think that what I mean. They would build them a house, they would get married in that house. And
they would live in that house for a period of time. So that house that the Chosn and Kala are going to live in should not be built during the 9 days. Does that mean that today Chosn and Kala should go look for an apartment? That they're looking for an apartment? So hard to find an apartment, they say. To go find them, they shouldn't go rent, sign a lease on an apartment during the 9 days? As an extension of this halacha, never heard of something like that.
How about buying a house?
Buying a house? So luchari, you shouldn't buy a house. Because buying a house, even during the 3 weeks, because buying a house, you make a shechiyanu. Buying a house, luchari, it's not the time to buy a house. Unless you'll say that shema yikad mena acher. Okay, if you're not going to buy the house for sale, and it's a great deal, and you're not going to buy the house, someone else is going to buy the house, and I'm sure you can buy the house. That's for sure you're going to be a maker. But to go now scout out houses, like, you know, you're not in any rush. You're going to start scouting out houses now when it's during the 9 days. It doesn't seem like it's the appropriate time. Maybe it is, as long as you don't buy it. I don't know. Yeah?
The Shekinah would be when you move in or when you buy it?
I think Me'ikra, I think, is when you buy it. I think it could be with delay. The laws of Shekhyanu is a topic in and of itself. But and today, many times, we don't make a Shekhyanu because these technicalities. Like, even when you buy a suit, so when you buy a suit that's going to be tailored, you don't make a Shekhyanu. Why? Because you're really supposed to make the Shekhyanu when you buy the suit. But when I bought the suit, it needed to be tailored. I can't wear it. It has to be tailored. I get it back from tailor a week later. You only can make the Shekhyanu within 3 days, Mikra Hadin. So by the time you first put on the suit, it's already more than 3 days. It's not from the day that you actually paid for the suit. So you koreach mikan, the koreach mikan. So that's why another technical reason why some. And then when you combine that with the fact that it's really a big deal to buy a suit, people buy suits in America. It's not such a big deal. So even though today, I don't know, people are not wearing suits anymore. We live in a crazy world today. Who wears a suit anymore, right? Everything's business casual. Even in the Oval Office, business casual. So. I don't know where you draw the line. Let's see what's over here. No, it's down. So it's down. Since over here, it's my master matter. Matter being that shall simcha be based in the chasnus of Lebanon. V'chein binyan shall tzir v'kiyar. You want to go build a museum. You want to go have a home where you it's pictures and designs. Uvenitia shall simcha. Or you want to go plant a certain. You want to plant the garden. Go in a barniki shall malachim, some type of garden, the garden of a king. Shenaitim litzel, which they plant in order to provide shade. In order to take shelter, to enjoy its shade, umine hadas, or different fragrances, umine ahalim, or different. I think it's ahal is a spice. The mahaya koisloi noita libel. However, but let's say you need to do renovations. Afilu shel simcha mutter livnois ad kan l'shoinai. The Shulchan Aruch is very clear that renovation is mutter. If you're at home and there's some type of renovation that needs to be done, you need to fix something in the house, and there is a sakon, it's a health issue, it's a hazard. It can be done during, even if it's a binyan shel simcha, may be done during the 9 days. The afil, all of the yeshivas, they do all their renovations during the summer. Everyone's out of yeshiva. What if imloyach shavim mosai? So all the renovations take place. They even do it on Tishav itself. Mamish, I remember Chaim Berlin. The mamish, they have Jewish contractors doing major work bo bayom on Tisha B'Av itself. After Chatzos, maybe before Chatzos, they have these workers, you know, it's parnasa for them, and they're doing it to yeshiva. It's a yeshiva, it's a tzarech mitzvah, and time is of the essence because everything shlops out. I remember seeing yesterday, the Rosh Yeshiva lets us, yeah, he lets, it's mutter to do work in a yeshiva, and he writes even afilu binyan shel simcha, that's a private matter. Afilu leka adayin sakana b'netiyah sakana. Let's say there's no sakana yet. Ella sheyi yehavsid mamon mutter. There'll be a loss of money. It's mutter. Baruchu b'chavonasam al kol masu maton dos. Now he's going backwards. When we said before that a person should be memayit. In business transactions, it refers to all different types of transactions. Shaharei the Asr. I don't know what this word is. Al Masu Matan Lekos Shal Simcha. When we discuss business, we do not discuss business of Simcha. Even business in basic Parnasa. Even that, if you don't need the money, also you should be Mamayit. The Ein Loimar De Shal Simcha. It goes without saying. The Bibinyan Koyatar Vayu. We should have grouped them together. If the only type of business a person should be memayit is money that he doesn't really need, it's just for fun. A person has enough money for the rest of his life, and he's making investments, and he's wheeling and dealing in real estate, and who knows what, and making different transactions just in order for fun. Somebody love it.
A day trader.
What?
A day trader.
A day trader for fun? For fun, so they don't. A person has enough money for the rest of his life, and he does just because he enjoys the sipa kana of making money doing business. So it's a business of simcha. So we should say that. How come it does not say that in the we should group it together with the chuppah? The fact that we break it into two parts indicates that even if this parnasa that you're dealing with is something that you need for your sustenance. It's your basic parnasa. It's not a simcha. If I could retire, I'd retire. But it's not necessary. I can do it after Tisha B'Av. No harm done. I have plenty of time to do it. It's not an emergency. Then a person should be minmayet. He should be minmayet. If it's not going to cause him, it's not a dover ha'ovod, you can do it a few days later. You can enter into this transaction a few days later. Today, people will tell you there's no such thing like that today. Today, they'll tell you everything in the economy in Parnas is so delicate. Im loy achshav, im osai, you don't even wait a day, you wait one day, someone will swallow you up, someone will take your contract, take your clients. You have a client, you have work, chaperayim, who knows what will be tomorrow, yeah?
Gemara says, I guess I'm all cut, I don't remember for sure, but lo rasim and bracha.
Lord, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is the person who has Tisha B'Av. But that's on Tisha B'Av itself. That's only on Tisha B'Av itself. Only on Tisha B'Av itself. Okay, let's halacha. Hey, yesh mi shakas of loshen zeh b'makam shenagu isra b'chol masu matan tzach hatara. If you live in a community where the custom is not to do work during the 9 days, and if you want to change the minig, you have to go to a chacham to be matar neder. Av makam shenagu l'mayit b'chol masu matan lo mahani hatara, in a place where the minig is lemaid. If the minig is it's osur, if it's shnagu isur, then tzorach hatara. Al makom shnagu lemaid. Not they do work. There's memayet umatan loy mahani hatara kevan the yesh poiskim shsoivim kach kvar kiblu avoseim kidas hahi kloimar. The Hatorah lo mahani al dvar mahamutarim va'achirim nohagu bohem iser k'mashakasa biyodei simu reishu yidal v'loi bidvar shemidina osur aval. So he's saying an incredible chiddush. Aval imkain gam b'mokam shenohagu iser legamri. So therefore he explains, he follows through b'mokam shenohagu iser legamri b'masu maton then loy mahani Hatorah. A place where they have an
if it was a real minig that they all didn't work, then Hatorah doesn't help.
Because Hatorah only helps on something which is technically mutter.
Right.
And some people were makabel upon themselves to be machmir. So it's technically mutter. And this community has decided to be machmir, then you can be matir and go back to what is technically mutter. But if you take the opinion that it's osur mi ikar hadin, the fact that the people over here are refraining from doing the law is because they accept the opinions that say that this is the halacha, there's no room to be matar neder. Being matar neder only works when you have something technically to fall back on. So one more time, imkein gam b'makom shenohagu iser legamri b'masu matan loy mahani hatara. When it says there Masechta Tesis Mematin, so we learned this yesterday. The word Mematin does not mean you go down 20%. According to one opinion, this is the Machlokes. What does it mean? The word. How do you translate the word Mematin? Do we translate it to mean zero, or do we translate it to mean we go down 20%? If you take the opinion that it means zero, then it means it's osur. The ain loy ma sharak be ribu yosur, alva be miyat shari, have a little farish kamu huami, because then we discussed yes, because if it really means you go down a percentage, it should have told us what that percentage is. Ayin sham. The im shakasu ze asimcha, if this was really to God that we are mamayit in simcha, which means we don't do simcha zero, then the zehu gam b'masu matam itam ze'atzmo. So when it comes to business, it also means we do not do business. Just like when it comes to simcha, what did we explain yesterday? A person may you might in simcha. There are two different interpretations. Either it means you can get married during the 9 days. It just means that instead of the wedding going until 2 o'clock in the morning, you should end the wedding at 12 o'clock. Instead of having the wedding having a 10-piece band, you should have only a 3-piece band. Instead of serving a portion of food which costs $50 a portion, only serve a portion that costs $40. Is that what it means? Mematin b'simcha? So some want to say, yeah, maybe that's really what it means. But the Tosfos says, no, mematin means zero. There are no weddings, period. There is no band. There is no meat, period. It means mematin means zero. And being that the word mematin is also used in reference to masa umatan, it doesn't mean that instead of working from 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night, you should work until 7 o'clock at night. Maybe that's what it means. No, it means the business is closed. There is no business.
Why can't we find a middle road that each person finds for himself
So he should have said that. The fact that it did not, if that in a Hanami, if Mimatin did indeed in the Gemara mean it means to be Mimayit, to diminish, but you're allowed to engage in the activity itself, then that's exactly what he said. The Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch should have told us the shiur, should have told us the amount. Told us.
Well, I'm suggesting that there's no amount. In other words, let's say he always works overtime.
No, so it should have said that. It should have said that. It should, you always work overtime, so don't work overtime. You work until 9 to 5, work until chatzos. That's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says. It should have told us every person should analyze. It didn't say that. The fact that it did not give us any shear whatsoever, according to the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan, is an indication that the translation of Mimatin means zero.
Why didn't it say that?
That's what it means. That's what it means. We're not fluent in the expressions of Chazal.
But you have the lotion the other way. Now you always say marbu. So what does that mean?
Excellent question. Excellent question. Party all day.
150%.
You know, you're saying good. He's asking a really good question. You're right. That zelu mazeh. It's very true what you're saying. Martin, I don't have an answer. All I know is what it says over here in the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan over here is saying in a very bechidish. Mematin means zero, and you see it means zero when it comes to a simcha. We pass it like that, right? You don't make weddings.
But you go out on dates.
What? That's not a wedding. That's not a wedding.
No, but that's
you're allowed to get engaged. You're allowed to get engaged on Tisha B'Av. Shema yikadmena acher berachamen.
You would think nothing.
No, that's not a wedding. No, ain't a doyme. Going out on a date is not getting married. Going out on a date, in fact, for some people, is a very big agmas nefesh. Do you know what it's like, rejection? Do you know the pain of rejection? And then you spend all this money and time, and all of the insults that the Shadchanim come back, all the complaints you get, why did you do this? Why did you say that? Why did you do that? You have no clue. Okay, what?
All the flagship restaurants that closed during the day, some of them stay open, but there was one restaurant that had one in Teaneck and one on the Lower East Side. In Teaneck, he was open, he had a part of a menu, he said, and but people were sitting in the area. I asked my driver one time, are they eating, you know, people are eating. What's on the Lower East Side, Rav Moshe was mindful that if they want to stay open, there's nobody sitting at the table. It's only takeout. So he allowed takeout. What you say? You know, you're making a scene. You want inflation. You had to buy stuff for the house. So he was at that time, they allowed him only, but nobody is allowed to sit down to eat.
No, can't congregate.
I once heard, I forgot who said it, maybe somebody knows, when he talked to the Mishnah, Nechlas of Mamait and the Simcha, the Yid has to always go with a certain element of Simcha.
There must be a core.
So Taka means
mute.
Not eliminate Simcha.
Right. But that's a Hashkaf, that's more of a Drush.
Yeah,
that's a Drush.
Yeah,
right. So here Here he's trying to hone in on the word meat, and there's a major nafkamina. He's saying over here, the nafkamina is, well, it comes to a wedding, okay, so don't make a wedding, fine. But when it comes to parnasa, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichim Parnasa, everyone needs to make money. Money is life. So how do you, it's Nogia Halacha L'maisa, how do you translate the word mimatin? If it means zero, wow, that means Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, business is closed, what am I going to do the whole day? Go to my mind, what?
That's like you do.
So we're not discussing Dover Ha'ave. If we're dealing with a person who doesn't have what to eat and they're going to starve to death, which is the situation today pretty much, there's no such thing today as a parnasa, a little parnasa. Like you're half pregnant. Half pregnant. I'm a little pregnant. Partially pregnant. Either you're pregnant or you're not pregnant. Either you got a job or you don't got a job. There's no such thing unless you work for yourself and you're extremely successful. Extremely successful, then you can go and you can start playing games. Or now I'm going to close the business for these couple of days. If you work with someone else, there's no such thing.
But you may lose money closed.
Well, exactly. So this.
Can you stay open just for a given?
Yes. Even on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do it. Even on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to stay open. You're allowed to even work. And it's not double, because if you're not going to work, you're going to lose your job. You're going to ruin your relationship with your employer. It's a very sensitive thing. So Eino Chanami, this what we're talking over here is not very practical in today's day and age. From the limited experience that I had over the years, when I used to teach in college during the summer. In Brooklyn College. So I remember I told the person that, you know, there was a person on top of me that watched over me every like a hawk, every little thing that I did. So I told him, I'm not coming Tisha B'Av. I'm not coming Tisha B'Av. And so he let me do it, but like he gave me a little bit of a hard time because there were a lot of from people, and some of them did come teach Tisha B'Av, some did not teach Tisha B'Av. And he himself, he was Jewish. He was Jewish. He told me, "How do I know you do?" He said to me, "Yeah, I know Tisha B'Av, I have yard sight." My eyes are rolling. You have yard sight on Tisha B'Av. I didn't even know you were Jewish. And he says to me, "He has yard sight on Tisha B'Av." Okay, so you know, so you have to know where to draw the line. You got to know where to draw the line, and what it means over here, mimatin. Here we have over here a dilemma in the Aruch HaShulchan. Does it mean zero, or does it mean to go down a small amount? And here he's telling us that according to those opinions that hold that with regard to business, it means zero. That's the halacha. If that's the halacha, if you live in a community where all the shops are closed during the 9 days, and now you want to change, you want to change your mind, you can't. There's nothing you can do. Being matir neder is not going to help you. Being matir neder, you're saying it yourself. Being matir neder only works when me'ikar hadin it's mutter, and people have accepted upon themselves a stringency. People hold, really, you're allowed to conduct business during the 9 days. And this community, they decided we have enough money, we can get along, so we're not going to work during the 9 days. If that's indeed the case, then you can be matir neder. But if you're in a community where they're not doing work during the 9 days, he's telling us, Aruch HaShulchan, it's more likely, it's not because they hold that it's really mutter and they're machner. They hold that it's osur me'ikur hadin, according to the letter of the law. Show it to me, prove to me that it should be us to open up a business according to the letter of the law during the 9 days. It says in Shulchan Aruch, mimatin bimasa umatan, and the translation of the word mimatin means zero. Just like it means mematin b'simcha, means you don't make a wedding, period. You don't eat meat, period. You don't do all these other activities of simcha, zero. And the same exact word is used in reference to business, it means zero. So if you are in a community where they do not do business during the 9 days at all, because they hold that it's also me'ikar hadin, you can't be matir neder. You can't go decide now we're going to jump boat, we're going to follow a new opinion, a new shita that holds you are allowed to do malacha during the 9 days, because mematin does not mean, mematin doesn't mean zero. Mematin means you just do less. There's no such concept being matir neder to go switch between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, between Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanon. There's no such thing as being matir neder when you want to go get a new Rav. You're not allowed to. Once you're locked in, you're locked in. That's the way it is. The only... What?
Even in jest, we don't say that.
We don't say that.
He's being,
Everyone has a Rav. Even Esav said to Yaakov, Yeshli Rav. Yeshli Rav. Okay, Cardinal O'Connor, who was Jewish. He was Jewish. His mother was Jewish. He told all the bishops, he says, Rabbi Scherer is my rabbi. Everyone has to have a rabbi.
No, no. Depends what trade you're in, too.
Okay, so
Bob said he's closed for 3 weeks. He has
a barber who, I mean, depends if you're Jewish or not Jewish barber. Okay, in any event, so this is a yesoid from the Aruch HaShulchan. You can, there's no such concept in matir neder when you want to go accept upon yourself a new posek. If you, the only time you can matir neder is when your posek tells you really it's mutter, but you're a machmir. You're a machmir. You want to be machmir. Now it comes a time in your life where you don't want to be machmir anymore. You know, gesund to hate, you can change, but just be matir neder, you didn't foresee the situation where you would feel the need, where you need to step back and make things a little bit more easy on you. Okay, let's go further. Top line, let's review from the top line. Top line on this page, L'chein Difer Kos V'Shama, top line on page 112, Kos V'Sham, D'masu Matan, Hushal Simcha, Ayin Sham, Aval Lefi, I'm just drumming ahead, Aval Lefi, Divya Taisves, B'Yimva M'Sham, D'Shadachu Perish Zeu, Perishu Da Kol Masu Matan Koi, Ayin Sham, Vadai, according to this interpretation of the words of the Gemara, Vadai, Delegamre Oser, it's 100% forbidden to engage in business during the 9 days. V'teilucha shekein hu ducha atana kalinu b'binyan unetia shal simcha v'inu ha, with regard to those ho legamri aser. Just like there was no disagreement that with regard to a binyan shel simcha, it's when it says the word mimayit, it means zero, and the same word is used in reference to business, it means zero. The ribui masu matam koi aser. Oh, but Taisus is another Taisus. Still in Taisus. Taisus himself, Yivam, says that you are allowed to engage in business. Just don't overdo it. Don't stay in the office until 1 o'clock in the morning. Vadai. Oh no, what did you bring with you? Vadai. Gius? Is that about the Gius? Oh no. Oh, no, not now, please. Don't do this. Ayin Sham Vad, Vadai Keinu. Ayin Sham Vadai Keinu, Doha Beherchach, Liknoi Salimkar, Tsarch, Eichel Nefesh, Lusudis Halaila. Therefore, Vadai Keinu, Doha Beherchach, Liknoi, a person has to go to purchase and to buy Tsarch, Eichel Nefesh, Lusudis Halaila, Pshita de Betainis Sham, Shehem Shiva Yamim, Eich Evshem, Beloy Masu Matin, Bachilu Shasiach, Yitzibuzeh. If a person can't live without eating off for 7 days from the Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av, ulechein tanan lashon mematin avol mitzchor klalu klalo. So he comes to differentiate between grocery store and going engaging in I don't know in some major wheeling and dealing stock trading startups, who knows, some major investments. V'chol zeh sheshaninu mishenichnas a mematin b'simcha gam kein kein hu the eich evsher zeh it doesn't eich the evsher zeh v'im kein im noila loy ben zocha lo yismach oy bo loy eze b'soyre toiva oy her viach mos k'yoytse b'chem. It means not to have simcha, like what you said. You can't go say according to the Tosfos themselves, when it says the word mematin, it cannot mean zero. Because if a person has a baby, he's zoicha to have a child, well, you're not going to have simcha. Of course you're going to have simcha. A person that has good news, of course you have good news. All it means is mematin is diminished. Don't overdo it. Ela kavona mematin b'simcha ma shebiyad ha'odam la'asos. It means what's within your power to do. O shloi la'asos. V'chein, likewise, we're going to apply that translation according to Tosfos Masechet Yevamos when it comes to business. You can't shut down the business entirely. You need parnasa. It means just don't overdo it during the 9 days. But what is also just legarmi dim lakein tishar kush sataisus b'megilasham kamuhu shir hamid. And but you also have to take into consideration if there is such a thing, if there is a miut, then how come the Gemara did not tell us the percentage of how much you have to memayit? Therefore, according to those that if you are in a community where they do absolutely zero, but if you're in a community where they hold that it's mutter, you just might, then hatara would help. So basically he's saying there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance between things that are also legamri and things which are not also legamri and which you have to diminish, all depending upon how much you're able to do so. Aizvav. Kosav HaMaharil Shahar Sir Surim Lo Yisu Chlei Chesef L'Sar Ser Middlemen. The middlemen, the Sir Surim Lo Yisu Chlei Chesef L'Sar Ser Be'ir Mirosh Chodesh Emnei Shesimchu Hu L'Haroyim. People who go and exchange ornaments, gold and silver, should not go and go into this business from Rosh Chodesh because it's a simcha. This is like a parnas of simcha. The whole binyan sheni el laharvocha b'yalma, anything which is only for profit, it's not for your daily needs. Havik binyan shel simcha v'asav. V'gam ayidei yehudi asav. You're not allowed to go and have a goydu before you. The soiv simcha hi lo. You have simcha when you have success. V'im mikoydim Rosh Chodesh kotzas im in Yehudi al binyan shel simcha. Let's say you contracted with an non-Jew to go and build you a binyan shel simcha before Rosh Chodesh, and now or al tzior, or to commission someone to do for you some type of ornament, the kior or design. Mutter lahanichoy letzayer besoy da'ein Yehudi adayd nafshek avi like a kablon on Shabbos. Same idea. He's not. You're not telling him to do it. He's doing it for his own benefit. He could do whatever he wants, and if he chooses to do so at this time, it's not related to you. If you're able to go and convince him, pay him a few more dollars, and tell him, you know what, during this time period, it's better you don't do it, then in a chanami, that would be ideal. When it comes to a mitzvah, everything goes. Kimo. Okay, there's no halt of construction when it comes to building shuls and bate midrash, and the construction goes on like usual. The cold, tzarech, ram, mutter, anything, forget about it, but even anything that is needed for the community, even if it's not a mitzvah, it's mutter. The cold, tzarech, ram, have kill, tzarech, mitzvah, v'yesh, mishukasash, duhuadin, bayis, beis, chasnus, l'mish, shaloi, kriyim, peribrivya. Even to build a person that's not yet gotten married, has no children, he has not yet the kind of the mitzvah, even he can build also during the 9 days, he can build the base chastas. V'chein, begodim, chadoshim, l'tzarech, nesuin. A person is allowed, this shayla, I remember from years ago, people that are getting married after Tisha B'Av is a very common shayla. People who are getting married after Tisha B'Av, the week after Tisha B'Av, and they need to make preparations, they need to buy clothing, they need to buy things for the wedding, they need to buy things to set up their apartment. So this also is mutter. V'chein begodim chadashim l'tzarech nesu'in mutter l'mish l'akim pru'urvu. V'lo od ela filu nesu'in mutter. You got to get married during the 9 days, mutter l'mish l'akim mitzvah pru'urvu. Me'ikar hadin, you can get married during the 9 days. V'zeh, you just don't v'zeh she'ein noistim v'yam e'lu mishum t'olav y'simim t'ayiv. It's not because that it's technically us, it's because it's not a simen toif. And therefore, a person who is in an emergency, has to get married, can go and get married during the 9 days. The MS, King Kosovo Iran. What? Shotgun wedding. Okay. I once asked him, he told me he went to an emergency wedding. I said, what does that mean, an emergency wedding? He says, the cow is pregnant. Emergency. The cow is pregnant.
In the army.
What?
A draft.
Yeah?
A draft.
A draft.
Yeah, in the army. You have to go in the army and you're about to. Don't want to leave the cow. Not married, so you're married.
Okay.
That's what I'm
okay, okay. The MS, the King Kosov Haran. Bishem, Rav Hai, going Besoif, Perakam, the Tainis, Al Tainios, Gisham, Ayin Sham. When it was saying the same rules apply, Avol Midivrei Rabbeinu Hamosh Shakasav Zerak Rak Amalach Vlei Avloi and Asun Shemamino Din Asun B'Chol Inyan Oser Lifnei Tishrav. He disagrees, so it appears as Machloek the Chomel that it's Mamish. It's not a matter that it's Simin Ra. He's presenting over here a dilemma. What's the reason why you're not allowed to get married during the 9 days? Is it because it's Mamish? It's Simcha. The marriage itself is a Simcha. And you're not allowed to have Simcha Mematin B'Simcha during the 9 days? Or no, it's not a Simcha to get married. It's a simen ra. It's not a simen toif to get married during the Imei Haram. So you'll answer me. It all depends. Are you marrying? It all depends, right? He points out that we want to talk about it. It's not a good simen. Biamelu, the chain imadova muchrach lisa biam elu yesh lahatil if he's there ach beshavusha kalba tishba vadai osa. Wherever your person should not get married, if that's already hot, that's really big a chumma. It's a big chumma not to get married. Shavusha kalboy, shavuot, the week in which tishba vishal. Let's say we have it. This year we do have a shavusha kalboy because it'd be Sunday, Monday, it's on Tuesday, is that what it is?
Yes.
Tuesday, so Sunday, Monday. Last year it was on Mitzvah Shabbos. So that was the machlekes apoyskim. Some say that it was two already for 2 years in a row. The last 2 years in a row it was on Mitzvah Shabbos. So it's Machleik Zapoyskim, if that week before when it's on Sunday is that have the status of Shavua Shechalbo. Nitcha, not Nitcha. That is a big Machleikis. That's a big Machleikis Zapoyskim. This year we don't have that issue this year because we have a Mamish 2 days for real Shavua Shechalbo.
Next 2 years also.
What, so Mitzvah Shabbos? The next 2 years? Really next interesting, okay.
What's the status of Shabbos?
On Shabbos, there's no avelos on Shabbos. There's no limitation whatsoever. And you're allowed to eat erev Tisha B'Av after the Shulchan Aruch afilu kisuda shloima b'shaitai. There's absolutely no limitation to what you can do on Shabbos. Even Dvarim Shabbatzinah we don't have. I think when it comes to Tisha B'Av, only when it comes to a private avelos is there avelos Dvarim Shabbatzinah. But on Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos b'Shabbos.
I don't know. That may be a
But my biyos tovim shabitzina. I don't remember. So I take it back. I don't remember. But it's definitely more relaxed. Lahalachas v'chein einoisim nashim rosh chodesh afilu b'loy suda. Echad bachar v'besula ischas. You're not allowed to get married during from rosh chodesh. Whether a bachar besula or alman v'almana avol machzer gerushasai. This can be done. Nira the mutar k'mo b'cholamoyed. Just in cholamoyed a person is machzer gerushasai tzmirisotu during 9 days. Avol le'ores b'loy suda mutar. Erisin, we had this yesterday, Erisin, which means real Erisin, where the chosin gives the kala the tabas, and it's harayat mikudeshes, and there is no suda, is mutter, afilu betisha ba'ov atzmo, mutter li'orish lo yikadmenu acher, someone should not chat and take his shirach. Oh, but it's bashert, what's there to worry about? That's the big dilemma. Is it bashert, is it not bashert? Elu v'il, there's a balance. What's bashert, what's not bashert? What?
Hishtadlus.
Okay, so this is a very, 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 very big issue. Avolasoi sudas erisin osur. To make a su'uda during the 9 days for erisin is osur. Afil b'moka mitzvah osur, b'moka mitzvah it is osur. V'yiruli d'avagav d'l'inyin d'chalamoye n'ispar v'sim tofkof membov the sudas erisin enoi osur ela b'shas ha'erisin u'bei sakala. Only b'shas, mikomoka mikan b'chol inyin osur. There are heterim. There, on chalamoyed, there is a way around. You can have a su'uda. It's only osur to have the sudas erisin at the moment of erisin and the house the kalab on chol moed. You'll not have erisin and have the suda the next day and have the suda not in the home of the kala, but on the 9 days a suda in honor of the erisin is categorically osur. The erisin can take place. A man can go to a woman in front of witnesses and say Hareyat Mikudeshli Betabazu Kadasu Moshe Yishol and make the first two brachas. You can do that during the 9 days, but there may not. And Nisun is also he can't take her into his rishus and he cannot make the 7 brachas. And there can be absolutely no meal to honor this event. Chol Hamoed, you can make the erisin and you also can have a meal. Provided it's not at the moment when you do the erisin, and provided that it does not take place in the home of the kala. So we see
the
chasson makes a siyum. What is the, so then the suda is not in honor of the marriage. The suda is in honor of the siyum. So it's not a suda erisin. So then lechora, these I've never been to such a wedding. I've never been to such a wedding where under the chum of the chasson he makes a siyum. He tells them, I'm not really happy because I'm marrying. And I feel so bad here, we're spending over here $30,000 on this wedding. So I don't want it to be, you know, it shouldn't be a sudas mitzvah. Kala, it's not where my mother forced me to marry her. So we'll make a siyum. We'll make a siyum under the chuba. What? By the chosin's tish. Chosin's tish, yeah. Okay, with a base, a kala. What? Yeah, it's supposed to say pshalach. I remember my Rebbe Chaim Siegel in Chaim Berlin, he was the Manal, in 12th grade, he told us that when he got married, he had to say a pilpul every night under the chuppah, and every night of Sheva Brachos, it was expected. That's the standard. So it was expected for him to say, for the chassan to say, you're ben Torah, you're learning in yeshiva, you got to produce. Prove it. You had to say a chosh of a pilpul. You had to work real before the chassan, you had to work your head off to have seven top of the line pilpulim. People listened. People, the rabbanim, talmidei chacham, they sat there, they listened, they want to see this guy for real. So he says, today, chassanim, you go, you just have to know how to run around in circles. That's all you have to know how to do. You don't have to not do anything. No Josh, no nothing, just not even know how to dance. Just to run around in circles. Over base akal mikomach mikan mikol inyan also the Visham Atamishum the Imbar Msimcha Basimcha on Cholamoyed. The prohibition is ein ma'ar b'simcha b'simcha l'vodivodivod k'she'ein b'shas ma'iso b'sakal la'ein chashuv b'simcha k'zul l'butul b'simcha s'regel avul hocha during the 9 days the kol min simcha asher b'shit d'gam b'chaygavna havei simcha any type of simcha is forbidden, therefore one may not have a sudas erisin during the 9 days at all. The asher afilu simcha smereus near the asher, you're not allowed to have a party. It says here b'feirush nachas shulchan a simcha smereus means the asher, you're not allowed to go and get together with all of your friends and just go out to eat. There's no such thing as having a sudas mireus during the 9 days. This is forbidden. That's what we mentioned over here from Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Lower East Side. He did not allow the restaurant on the Lower East Side to have people sit down. They put the chairs on the table. They put the chair, what?
Food
They put the chairs on the table.
He only did it because
it's fleishes. Right.
Yeah.
Now, what about a pizza shop? Okay, you've never seen a pizza shop closed down on during the 9 days. In fact, that's when they make all the good money. That's when they make all the good money. So obviously, it's not in the ghetto of Simchas Mireus. You have to go eat lunch. So a family sits together. What?
Same rules apply to Avelis. They put a limit on you. You go out with one set of friends, but you can't have two sets of friends.
Okay, there's a limit. It should not be together Simchas Mireus. You go with your family, so that's just a meal. But to go out with friends, that's Simchas Mireus. Near the Yosef Wadin, Shiduchim Etzleinu Mutter Litzkashem Rosh Chodesh. You're allowed to get engaged. Litzkashem means to get engaged. Ulahalon aval beloy suda without a suda. Engagement is mutable without an engagement party. No engagement parties during the 9 days. The kol shekain below rikudim umecholos no dancing. Vafilu b'Shabbos osur lasay suda b'shvil zeh. You not even have an engagement party on Shabbos, a kiddush in honor of getting engaged during Shabbos Chazoin. Okay, you've never seen that. You see an ufruf though. People they make ufruf Shabbos Chazoin. People get married. They get married at Tisha B'Av. You've seen that. I've seen that. An ufruf.
And they give them after.
What?
Give
it depends. I guess they give the rabbi. I don't know. Also la suuda, you're not allowed to have an engagement party on Shabbos. Also, even on Yudzai, even from starting with 3 weeks, it's also to have any dancing. That's our custom, right? So finally, he tells us our minug. It's only a minug that even from Yudzayin B'Tamuz until even from then, we do not have weddings. When it comes to opinion aben, it comes to a bris milah, there's no question that it's permitted to have a lavish suuda during the 9 days. The hazman groma. I'm not the one who decides when the baby comes out. Hashem decides. So therefore, it's not my decision. Therefore, you can have it. But a wedding, that's your decision. And therefore, that's why there has to be a delay. The gam ein bezeh simcha, the ein simcha lebinyonei gzivugim. A bris, it is an incredible chiddush. A bris and the pinyon aben is not together in halacha a simcha. It's only zivugim shalei mevarchim shas. What's the proof? Is because you do not make the bracha shehasimcha b'me'oinoi at a bris milah and at a pinyon aben. You only make the bracha shehasimcha b'me'oinoi by a wedding, by sheva brachas. Ulechein therefore kol hashach lezeh hoyisrim v'yakikishuri etanoim havei simcha v'loy milo pinyon aben. That really speaks volumes. It speaks volumes when it comes to when you make the bracha shehasimcha b'me'oinoi. All right, we're going to stop here with Ois Tes, because I want to talk about something else and I want some more time, make sure I have enough time to say my piece.
Make a shekhe yano by a pidyon aben?
By a pidyon aben, yes. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You do. You do, even during the 9 days, yes.
Not just about the whole thing.